Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. I give God the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen. I'm excited about today, for the Bible truly and clearly let us know this is the day that the Lord has made, and we should literally rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I just give God thank you, thanks and praise today. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I am so excited. Amen. I just can't hold my peace. Amen. Praise God. But I just praise God for his grace and his mercy. Amen. And his kindness that he has shown toward mankind. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you are greater than great. Amen. Praise God. You are our Most High God, and I just want to thank you for what you have done and what you're about to do in the earth realm. I give you praise. I thank you, and I shabbat you. Amen. Praise God. I just want to just lift you up and worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody can do it. Amen. Praise God. But those that truly love you and have a pure heart, amen. Praise God. It is so important, Father God, that we worship you at this time and this moment. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for deliverance, for healing, for setting the captives free, for restoring back, amen, what the cankerworm and the palmerworm have eaten up, amen, for keeping us, amen, those that are working on jobs, amen, keeping our health and our sound mind, amen, praise God, and just moving by your spirit, Father God, and just, now God, keeping the earth intact, amen, Lord God, people don't know within a day's time what you have to do to keep everything going for us. Amen. As well as, Father God, as keeping, amen, the enemy from destroying us, because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Lord God, I ask you to go with those, amen, that are going to court today, have court cases, and Lord God, that have sicknesses in their bodies that are going into the hospital, that even have, amen, mental problems, Lord God, kidneys, Lord God, failures, and heart problems, amen, sugar diabetes, AIDS, tuberculosis, Father God, all of those various sicknesses that the enemy has placed on upon our lives, amen, Father God, because amen. Sicknesses derived from Satan. Amen. Because in the beginning, you said everything was good. And God, I just want to thank you today. I want to give you praise. Amen. You're able to heal that sickness. You're able to turn that disease, amen, around and speak to it and tell it to go back, amen, to the sender. Father God, we bind up Lucifer and his dirty acts, his wickedness that he has done in the earth realm and what he's trying to do. And we call everything null and void concerning his life. Amen. And God, I just want to praise you. I want to praise you. I want to praise you. I want to praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just bless your holy name. Thank you, Father God, for Blog Talk. Thank you, Father God, for my friends, amen, that I have met throughout the years on Blog Talk, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I just give you praise, God. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. I am so excited. I couldn't even get the onset of my show. I started real good. I'm just so excited. Amen. Praise God. But I told you that I'm getting ready to start a series of teaching on Psalms. Amen. And we understand that David had written quite a bit of Psalms. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so we are going to learn how to sing Psalms to God, how to go in and worship God through Psalms. Amen. Praise God. And if you notice, Psalms is one of the major books that everybody reads more than any book that's in the Bible. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. In them, you find comfort. Amen. And delight in God. Amen. And his word. Praise God. In them, you find, amen, information. Amen. On how to literally strategize. Amen. Praise God. and literally defeat the enemy and his wicked works. Amen. Praise God. Through the Psalms. Amen. And a lot of people don't know that even back in the Old Testament, there were spiritual battles as well as the natural battles. David had to fight in the spirit realm and pray for deliverance in the spirit realm as well as the natural realm. When David had wars, amen, the war was won in the spirit realm. In the atmosphere, in the troposphere, in the stratosphere, there's war continuing to go on day and night. There's battles going on. I've seen the battles. I've literally been in the midst of battles. Amen. Praise God. And I give God the glory. Whereas I've seen how Satan was fighting against God's army, and Satan's army was fighting against God's army. Amen. Praise God. And I've seen some of the weapons that they use. The weapons are so advanced. They are so much higher than the technology that we got today. Amen. Praise God. The weapons are literally, they look kind of like those laser beams that the people did with Star Wars. Well, some of the weapons look like that. Amen. And then Satan himself and the demons, they have some kind of, I don't know the terminology for it, but they have something on the inside of their bellies, and they send off various lights. You can see blue lights. You can see yellow lights. You can see green lights. You can see red lights, and I don't know what they use them for, but I've seen in Satan's belly himself, where those lights would literally be just going back and forth, from changing from color to color. And I don't know how, you know, because it's so advanced, and God would have to open up my understanding for it. But the technology is far more advanced than what humans have in the earth realm. And I'm quite sure it needs to be, because it's a spiritual thing. So when David was going through, he went through battles that were natural as well as the spiritual. The spiritual battles defeated the natural battles. Whenever you go into a warfare, God will literally defeat your enemy in the spirit realm before it's manifested in the natural realm. Amen. Praise God. And I just praise God for his awesomeness and his wisdom and his infinite power, because God is, oh my God, if you could have seen the things that I've seen and know the things that I know, there isn't any failure in God. God can produce, amen, instantly, amen, a miracle in your life. God can do instantly, amen, everything that you need in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. That's the type of power that God got. I have seen demons, amen, where God, amen, Son Jesus Christ has literally whooped them, Satan challenged Jesus for my soul years ago, and Jesus whooped him. I mean, he beat him down. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for that. Amen. I have seen where God has come in and told Satan to leave me alone. Amen. Praise God. And God has literally, amen, came in, amen, upon him. God is not afraid of him. And when Satan see God, Satan run. I mean, he run. Praise God. So, amen, these Psalms, amen, that David had written, and I told you that Amos had written, Moses had written, Psalms 90, and all the various other writers, we're going to get into a deep study of it, amen, and a deep understanding of, amen, why was those Psalms written, amen, at that time? Because, amen, praise God, was David going through something? Was he just literally wanting to praise God? Amen, the history behind it and all the others. Because it's important to know, amen, praise God, God's infinite power, and it's displayed through the Psalms. Through the songs, amen. Even when Saul, amen, had rebelled and disobeyed God, amen, an evil spirit came upon him. God sent it, amen. And David had to be the one to comfort Saul through his harp that he played, amen, and the psalm. David was a psalmist, amen. We got a lot of people in the world today that are psalmists. They'll go in the prophetic and begin to sing prophetic psalms. Amen. Praise God. Songs of deliverance and healing. Amen. Praise God. And it's important, amen, for us to know how powerful God is, amen, in the Old Testament as well as he is in the New Testament. God's word, amen, don't fail. Amen. He's the Alpha, Jesus saying, the Omega, the beginning and the ending. And we should all eat the whole roll. We should all, amen, eat the entire Bible, because in the Bible, like I said, they are hidden treasures. They are nuggets. Amen. Praise God. They are, amen, words that will lift your spirit up. There are words that will make you sad and cry over the abuse that God's people had to experience through their enemies, amen, their natural as well as their spiritual enemies. So, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It's important for us to, amen, get a clarity, amen, amen, and a rejoicing, amen, of what God has done through the books of Psalms. Praise God. I just want to thank God, amen, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. David was afflicted. Amen. Hallelujah. He was a normal man just like us, men and women. Praise God. He went through so much. Amen. Praise God. But yet and still, he found his pleasure in the Psalms when he wrote them, when he spoke them, when he sang them. Amen. Praise God. He found his pleasure in that. Amen. And words of spirit, and they are life. Amen. And I give God the glory. Amen. Every time he sang a song, it brought life to a dead situation that looked like it had no hope. Amen. Praise God. And that's what we should do. Amen. Praise God. And then the songs are not supposed to be sung only. Amen. Are read as a reason to pray or for deliverance. But it's a psalms to meditate on, because it tells a story of how God delivered, amen, David, Moses, them, praise God. Take, for instance, Psalms 90. Praise God. When Moses wrote Psalms 90, praise God. He wrote Psalms 90 for a reason. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to turn to the page. Praise God. I'm not going to be on long, praise God, praise God, but I'm going to give you this. Amen, praise God. Psalms 90, it said, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Amen, praise God. And when Moses literally spoke that, he spoke about the generations that were, amen, praise God, before him and after him, praise God. And he spoke about, amen, how we are to dwell, amen, in the presence of the Lord. Amen. A lot of people, they don't want to be in the presence of God until they get in trouble or something happened. Then they want to run to the rock, amen, and hide up under, amen, the shadows of God's wings. But God, Moses literally said, he said, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Dwelling place is a covering, a shelter. Amen. Praise God. How many know that we go through storms in our life? And there's a man that sings a song called Praise God. Though the storms keep on raging in my life. And he goes on to say how his soul is anchored in the Lord. Praise God. That means, you know, if you get a ship, amen, out in the water, and the sea is tossing and turning, And one of the things that they take a little old bitty anchor, it is not bigger than the ship, amen, praise God, and they take and they hoist that anchor down into the sea, into the deep. And somehow that anchor holds that ship in line despite of the tossing and turning in their in the ships, amen, praise God, while it's in the midst of that storm in the water. It's something about the anchor, amen, that is established, amen, that connects, amen, to God in our lives. When we are going through storms, amen, the anchor makes us unmovable despite of the storm. Come on, somebody. Amen. The anchor holds us in place despite of the warfare, despite of the struggling, despite of the financial problems, despite of the problems that you have with your husband or your wife or your children, despite of the problems you encounter on your job. Sometimes you don't even feel like going in because of the persecution. And not only the persecution, but people are so wicked that they will literally try to tear you down and humiliate your own job, to literally discredit your capability, your self-worth. Amen. Praise God. So the anchor keeps you in place while you're going through that storm. When a ship is going through the storm, God don't immediately move them out of the way. He takes, amen, and protects them while they're in the storm, amen, until the time appointed for the storm to pass by. Some of y'all are waiting on a storm to pass by today. And I want to tell you, it's getting ready to pass by. Because when you anchor your soul in the Lord, my God, my God, you are steadfast when the enemy comes. You are unmovable when the enemy comes. Always abiding in the word of the Lord. Praise God. God spoke it. His works are there. And it cannot be any otherwise. So Moses was literally saying from generation to generation, you are our safety. You are the one we run to when we need protection, when we need, amen, hallelujah. Yes, you to just cover us, or you just to love us, or you just to, amen, to protect us from what Satan is trying to do. Because I'm going to tell you, it's an inward warfare, and there's an outward manifestation. Thank you, Jesus. And it said, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Ain't no other God before him. Thou art God, and it's an everlasting thing, from everlasting to everlasting. That means from, there's no ending. Amen. Praise God. Even the book of Revelation 20 and 21 speaks about the New Jerusalem, how God will allow us to live in the midst of him, to dwell in the midst of him. Amen. Praise God. And it's so important for us to understand and get a clarity on how gracious God is. Oh, he's wonderful, saints, today. Remember when Naomi, husband had died, and two sons had died, and Ruth, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. If you go to the book of Ruth, Ruth, amen, praise God, decided to stay with Naomi, amen. And she was a Moabite. And if you understand the scriptures, the Israelites wasn't really supposed to mingle with them and intermarry with them. But somehow Naomi's husband brought them into the land of the Moabites. It might have been for safety, for famine, or whatever could have been the reason. Amen. Praise God. Her sons married Ruth. Amen. Praise God. And then her other son, I'm trying to get the name of the young lady. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Married Naomi's other son. And in the midst of those, amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Transitions, amen, praise God. When famine came, Naomi packed up and left Moab. Amen, praise God. She left, amen, from the presence of the Moabites. Amen. And her daughter-in-laws, amen, had a choice to come with her or to, praise God, or to go into their own kinfolks. Amen. And a lot of times during that time, amen, praise God, and even now when your family die out, amen, one of the things that you do, you go back to your family, your kinfolks, your relatives. Amen. That's a proper thing to do. Amen. A lot of people don't do it, but a lot of people still do it. And I give God the glory. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And so by Ruth deciding to stay with, praise God, Naomi, amen, they went back to Naomi's hometown. Praise God. And the problems were still bad because of the issues, the famine. Amen. Praise God. And so Ruth told Naomi, she said, one of the things that I want you to do is clean yourself up and then go and glean in Boaz, amen, praise God, vineyard, praise God. And so, praise God, because of Ruth, amen, obeying Naomi, praise God, being a Gentile, praise God, she went into Boaz, and Boaz accepted her, amen, and Boaz married her. Praise God. And I'm giving you this illustration in reference to, amen, the power of God, amen, and the New Jerusalem and God's son's bride. Amen. Praise God. And so as Ruth, being a Gentile, amen, praise God, married into Boaz, who was a Jew, we are Gentiles, amen, who are engrafted in, praise God, thank you, Jesus, but we are married to the Jews. We are married, we are covenant with the Jews, amen, married to the Jews, those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, amen, praise God, and we are no longer, amen, praise God, separated, amen, by our wickedness, our unrighteousness, amen, but become one in the Lord because of Jesus Christ. So, amen, I was giving you that to let you know in the New Jerusalem, amen, and when Jesus come back to get his bride, he's coming back to get, amen, thank you, Jesus, the Jews as well as the Gentiles, but he's coming back to get, amen, his bride who is, amen, married to the Jews already. Praise God, we are already married to him. He's already coming to get, amen, his possession. Praise God. That's why he say he's married, amen, to, amen, the backsliders who were the Jewish nation, but at the same time, he was married to us, amen, the Gentiles who, amen, praise God, was engrafted in, praise God, by Jesus Christ and God Almighty. Amen, praise God. So, amen, by, praise God, Moses making this statement in Psalms 90, amen, praise God, it lets us know outstanding, amen, from generation to generation, praise God, we still, amen, have rights to, amen, the tree of life. We still are blessed. We still are, amen, connected to God. So Moses just spoke it out, amen, from generation to generation. Amen, you have been our dwelling place, God. You have been our keeper. You have been our Lord. You have been our anchor. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen. I'm just giving you a short, amen, excerpt of what I'm going to be teaching on. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And it will be on a Monday and a Friday. Amen. Praise God. So I want you to get ready, amen, because the word that I have, you're going to be so excited, amen, and what God is getting ready to do, amen, concerning the Psalms, amen. The Psalms have kept a many people alive. The Psalms have kept a many people going. When they didn't read the whole Bible, they would pick up that Psalm, amen, they would delight in it. Then they would begin to quote the scriptures and say, I'm blessed. God has blessed me. God has did this for me. God is my surety. They begin to talk about God. Amen. Because that Psalms is an enjoyment. Amen. It's a pleasure. It brings peace to, amen, a tormented mind and a heart, amen, that has been corrupted. Amen. And been made desperately wicked, amen, because of Satan and his devices. It brings peace to us. So, praise God, amen. Get excited. Starting Monday, we'll be ready, amen, for Psalms, amen, to start at Psalms 1. I was just giving you some little short excerpts of, amen, Psalms, amen, praise God, so you can literally grab a hold to, amen, the essence of God and his love. Have a wonderful day. God bless.